For the first time I can remember in 14 years, I have a moment to rest in the afternoon. I raised my arms above my head and feel my spine elongated towards the sky, my back arcing like a bamboo reed in the spring winds. I am alone, but still I try to stifle a giggle that begins deep in my chest and escapes from between my ivory teeth. Sejal, I whispered to myself, your hands are beautiful. Manisha, who lives in the hut next to me, looks up at me from her walk home, a bundled sack of groceries from the village market atop her head. Her teeth peek out from behind her lips, and her eyes brightened when they meet mine. What's so funny, sister? She chides, grinning and wrinkling her nose at me. We are not any more related than anyone else in the village, but today I wish she was my older sister. We could cook together in the afternoon, and when my father came home, he would smile at us and tell us that he loved us. At night, we would sit around a small fire together and he would tell us stories about our mother.